You are listening to an audio sermon from Harvest Bible Chapel in Granger, Indiana. For more information, please feel free to contact us by visiting our website at harvestgranger.org.
James chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder, you covet, and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is no purpose that the scripture says, he yield jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gave us, gave more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And this passage continues. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you this time because you are God. It is time to listen to your word. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for those who have come today. I pray, Jesus, that you will take full control as we deliver your word, that souls will be touched today. We glorify you this time. Speak that I may interpret to the hearing of your people. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, my dear friends, I will be speaking to you on a subject of submitting yourself to God. Submission. Submitting yourself to God. Submission. 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 As we worship God, he wants us to submit ourselves to him totally. In everything we do, the way we live, the way we walk, the way we talk, our desire, in everything we do, God wants us to submit ourselves to him. Amen? Amen. And if any of you here who is not submitting to God, I want to challenge you this time to submit yourself to God. He is our God. He made us. And the purpose for which he died on the cross of Calvary is for us to be saved and in order to submit ourselves to him. We are so special to him. He needs our submission. When you look out history, when you look back into Bible time, you will see that God, everyone God used in the Old Testament or even the New Testament, he required submission from them. He called Abraham and said, I want you to come. Leave your home. I'm going to do all of these things for you. I'm going to bless you. You are going to be the father of all nations. But all I want you to do is to submit to me. He said to Joshua, you are going to be victorious, but I want you to submit yourself to me. Jesus asked his disciples to submit to him. So we see that it is very, very important for every one of us to submit to God. Today, my dear friends, from this passage read, we will be speaking or discussing five ways to submitting yourself to God. There are several ways, but I want to discuss with you just five ways to submitting yourself to God. I want you to look into your Bible to James chapter 4, verse 1. And the first thing you have to do in order to submit yourself to God is, in verse 1, renew your desire. Listen to it. What causes quarrels and fight among you? Is it not this, that your passion, the NIV will say your desire, at war within you? Listen to this. You desire and do not have, so you murder. Now, from verses 1 and 2, you actually see what James is talking about. That we need to renew our desire. If our desire is not in keeping to the will of God, then we are proud people. If our desire is not in keeping with the will of God, then we are not submitting ourselves to God. We know that our desire controls us. It is our desire that carry us from place to place. It is our desire that make us to want or to go for. I don't know what is your desire today, my dear friend. In your Christian life, in your Christian service, what are you desiring? What is a desire? I want you to know that the word desire, it is not a wrong thing. But what matters is what you desire. To desire to walk with Christ is beautiful if you have the desire. But what you desire is what matters. In Psalm 27 verse 4, the psalmist said, one thing I ask of the Lord, that is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That was his desire. That was the desire of David, to dwell in the house of the Lord. So to desire something is, what you desire makes it wrong, but desire itself is not wrong. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to desire to be a good Christian. What is your desire? You have the desire to come from being ordinary Christian who come to church on Sunday but does not read his Bible. You have the desire from becoming ordinary Christian to extraordinary Christian. That should be your desire. That should be your desire. My dear friends, what are you desiring? James 4, 1 to 2 says, you fight, you kill because of your desire. Because of your desire. Those who have negative desire, You got to reverse it. You got to renew it. What desire do you have? You've been in the church for so long. I mean, are you really looking at something to say, yes, look, I joined the church this time, I was baptized this time, but I really want to be a sound small group leader. Do you, one of these days, I want to be an elder. I really want to be a great evangelist. What are you desiring? What is a desire? I want you to examine yourself. Let us examine ourselves. Our desire. In order to submit ourselves to God, we need to renew our desire. Those of us that don't have the desire of what God wants us to be, you must renew it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 The next thing you need to do in order to submit yourself to God is this. Renew your prayer life. Amen? Amen. Listen to this, verse 2b. Let me read what of verse 2 again. You desire and do not have, so you murder, you covet and cannot obtain. So you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, listen to this. What we have to do in order to submit ourselves to God is to renew your prayer life. To renew your prayer life. How often do you pray? When do you pray? And if you are a Christian and you are not praying, then you are not really communicating with God, because prayer is the only means by which we communicate with God. So, if you are a Christian and your prayer life is very cold, you need to renew your prayer life. You got to pray day and night, because prayer will change situation in your life. Prayer will transform your life. Prayer will change condition around you. You need to renew your prayer life. Amen. Amen? Amen. That is how you will submit. Now, if you are not praying, you are refusing to talk to the God you say you love. How do you pray? Prayer will change your situation. Prayer will put you into the attitude of submission. Prayer, prayer, prayer is important. Are you praying? Or do you go ahead to do things, or when you wake up, you just go on your way because you feel that you are on top of things? I want you to know that it is God who is making you to be who you are. So you need to communicate with Him. You need to pray. You need to revive, or you need to renew your prayer life. So you do not have because you don't ask for it. That ask for is praying for it. Most of the time we complain. But what you have to do, instead of you complaining, you have to pray to God. He knows what to do. Amen? Amen. Why do you think many people are not praying? Many Christians are not praying. Some people are not praying for so many reasons. The time they're supposed to take to pray, that's the time they are taking to do other things. The time they're supposed to get on their knees to pray, that's the time they are on the internet looking for different things. That is the time they are looking for new home. That is the time they have something going on somewhere. That is the time they are wasting instead of communicating with their God. You need to renew your prayer life. If you are feeling weak in your prayer life, I want to challenge you this time for you to pray, because prayer will change your situation around. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that prayer brought down fire to consume the offering when Elijah challenged the 450 prophet of Baal. It was prayer. Prayer. Prayer is very important. Prayer is important. I want you to know that there was so many things that took place in the Bible because of prayer. Jesus, who we are following, he was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. He prayed every time. He knew that he could not do anything in his human nature without consulting his Father. He asked his Father all of the time. When you pray, you will discover the will of God for your life. You need to revise your prayer life. You need to renew your prayer life. If you are joking with prayer, I want to challenge you for you to go a little step further. In Liberia, we believe in the power of prayer. Because we trust God, we believe he is our provider. He protects us. So we pray even when we cannot see our way through. It is only God who we depend on. So we go back to him. And whenever we talk to him, he answers our prayer. He does not disappoint his servant. When we pray to him, he is there to answer us. He said, you do all of these things because you don't ask God for it. You don't pray for it. You complain and complain and complain and don't know what to do. Sometimes when condition goes worse, other people want to kill themselves. But that is not the solution. The solution is for you to pray. Pray. How often do you pray? I want you to know this. When you read the book of Acts chapter 12, you will actually see when Simon Peter was jailed, what did a believer do? They go into the upper room and they begin to pray and pray. And as they were praying, the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord went to Simon Peter and said, Simon Peter, in the prison, and said, Simon Peter, come and follow me. On all of the guards, he said, follow me, tighten your belt, put on your shoes. And Simon Peter would deliver. Prayer shook the foundation of the prison of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Prayer can also transform your life. Prayer can change your situation. If you are not praying, you are not submitting yourself to God. Renew your prayer life. Are you praying? Or you wake up, you wear your clothes, you just go. The next thing there is in verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passion. Now, here, those of you who are not even, who are praying, and you are not getting the result coming, listen to what James is saying here. So what we have to do is to revise our motives. The next thing is to revise your motives. Why do you want this and that? For what reason? Why do you want this? Why you want to get this? Why you want to get that? Why you want to live in this place? Why you want to go to that job? What is your motive? We need to revise our motive. Motive me to make new. Revise me to make new.
King said, even when you ask, you do not receive because of wrong motive. Why do you want something? Sometimes, you know, in our church, we have some police guard, some young people going in the armed forces of Liberia. And I called and said, why do you want to be police? Because in Liberia, sometimes most of the police is staying in the street and just want to ask for money from people or to do different things, you know. So as young people in our church who want to be police, why do you want to be police? I want to know your motive. Do you want to go and ask for the sin? Fafa Dada? Is that your motive? To suppress people? Or are you going in the police force to speak or to defend people? Is that your motive? We need to revise our motives around here. Now, sorry to say this. I see some very big home like this building in America. And sometimes you see two persons inside. It's not wrong. But if you're in a very good house, what reason, I mean, if you had a good motive of moving from that house into a bigger house because of your children, that's good. But why do you want to do that? It's because, I mean, do you want to make name? Listen to me. Do you want to make name? Why do you ask for things that you ask for? Why do we ask for things? Why do we want this? We want that. We want this. What is the motive? Why do we want to be in certain position? You see, in Liberia, we have about 27 candidates, presidential candidates. The one country, 3.5 million people. You have 27 persons want to be president. Why do they want to be president? To defend the people, to develop the country, or to enrich themselves. That is the motive of most of them. If your motive of wanting something is wrong, then you are not submitting yourself to God. That is what I'm talking about. If your motive of wanting something is very wrong, then you are not submitting yourself to God. We need to revise our motives. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The fourth thing I want you to look at is in verse 4. Talk about refusing the friendship of the world. Who is your friend? There is a saying which says, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. Who is your friend? Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. So refuse the friendship of the world. Who are you associating with? Who is your friend? You come to church in the morning, then somebody way over there is a friend. Who is your friend? We need to be different people. We need to be different from the outside world. So there must be distinction between us as Christians and the world. So the way we talk, our conversation, those things we look at, what we say, what we do, how we feel, who we associate with. We cannot believe the same thing. We cannot do the same thing with those who are outside there. We got to make the difference. 1 John 2:15. It talks about, let no man love the world. If any man loves the world, the love of God is not in him. So if you are taking your friendship to the world, and listen to me, I want you to get me where I'm not saying do not befriend them, but your friendship should not go to the extent of you doing the same thing they are doing. That is what I'm talking about. Of you doing the same thing, the way they are living, the way they are doing things, for you to do the same thing. Do not equally yoke with unbelievers. You need to submit yourself to God. You need to know that you have been set aside. Your friendship with the world will question your faith. Your friendship, the way you do things, will question whether you are Christian or not. Are we to push them away, the friends? No. Those people who are in the world? No. But are we to do the same thing they do? No, we are not to do it. Are you submitting yourself to God by making God your friend? By making your brothers and sisters your friend? Are you revising your motive? Are you renewing your prayer life? Listen to me in verse 6. The last thing, in order to submit yourself to God, this is another way for you to submit yourself to God. It talks about, but he gave grace, more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud, but gave grace to who? To the proud. Huh? To who? To the humble, not to the proud. Now, in verse 7, you actually say, so, humble yourself before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you are a Christian and you are a proud person and you are not an humble person, the way you walk, no one able you. We need to humble ourselves because Jesus himself humbled himself. If he was a proud guy, he said, well, I'm not going there. I'm not going on the cross. And nobody can do anything to me. Because he is God. But he humbled himself. And he went through death, the pain of death, for the sake of you and myself. He humbled himself so that today we will have redemption. He humbled himself so that we will be part of the kingdom of God. He humbled himself. That is why we are here today. If Christ had not humbled himself and said, no, I am God and nobody can do anything to me. And yes, he is God. No one, if he had not humbled himself, nobody, not even the Roman soldiers who have done him anything wrong. But because he humbled himself, we have been set free. Praise the Lord. You need to humble yourself. You need to humble yourself. We need to humble ourselves. God wants us to humble ourselves. If you say you are a Christian and you are not humbling yourself, you are not submitting yourself to God, because God himself humbled himself. Are you humble where you are working? Are you humble to your job site? Are you humble in the church? Are you humble in your community? God wants us to be humble. And you know what will happen when we humble ourselves? He will lift us up. He will give us grace. Because the Bible says he gave grace. Grace to those who humble themselves. But he opposes the proud. Listen to that. Do you know what it means for God to oppose you? Do you know what it means for God to oppose you? God wants us to be submissive. God wants us to submit ourselves in everything we do. My dear friends, where do you stand in your Christian life? Are you a person that God can say, yes, that is my servant, that is my son, that is my daughter? Because you are submitting yourself, as you go home today, I want you to think on these things. 5 ways to submitting yourself to God. Renew your desire. Renew your prayer life. Revise your motive. Refuse the friendship of the world. Humble yourself. I'm going to take my seat. But I want you to take this time between this stand and my seat to examine yourself, whether you are submitting yourself to God. I want you to think on that. Are you a humble person? Are you praying? May God bless you.
You've been listening to an audio sermon brought to you by Harvest Bible Chapel in Granger, Indiana. For more information, please feel free to contact us by visiting our website, harvestgranger.org.